Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic words seasoned just right to flavor your taste buds.
The words are the new Viagra that keeps you up, channelizing your soul into submission. Sensual and sexy as her poetry acts and answers questions you are scared to approach. Who is she? She is LSO, an erotic poet.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the show. Is LSO is ready, so we're gonna go. Listen. Welcome to the LSO exclamation point treat show. I am LSO, the founding owner of LSO. I am a HBCU undergraduate and a Master Summa Cum Laude graduate. Yes, that is some of the backbone of my educational hashtag, my LSO journey. I am not just an author of the product line of three self-published erotic books, yearly calendar, and so much more. I am inspirational and empowering speaking, advising, writing, spoken word artists, tutoring, and still there's more to LSO. LSO is comprised of many talents with masters of all and no regrets. Let's not forget the host of the Lawless Radio LSO Truth Show. LSO has that creative diversity that captures you and makes you want to become with everything she says and not be afraid to try it. And you know what? And like it. She introduces you to your freedom to enjoy in a safe and happy place. LSO has the key to unlock and tantalize willingly into submission. Ignite your soul to surrender to enjoy the known and the unknown. All your senses are captivated and you're safe. In her work, she is in total control. In her space, her imagination encourages your truth. The escape to pleasures beyond your imagination. LSO vows to keep her creative juices flowing so that you can experience the displays of her words written and or spoken. LSO is creating magic with words and speaking positivity into the atmosphere. Such creative liberty. So come along for the ride, pun intended. LSO never disappoints and promises limitless possibilities. Are you ready for tonight's show? If not, it is time to get ready. This evening's topic, relationship endurance. A closed mouth is not heard. And don't forget, which piece do you prefer? The PE, meaning protect everything, or the PI, meaning prevent incompletion. These are our personal and or research opinions, so get ready to call in and confess your research. Remember, the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show is a safe space and a no-judgment zone where your confessions and research are welcomed. Transparency at its best. So, call in with your questions, and remember, it's thinking may be necessary. So you do know LSO have the and the whip in her collection, right, amongst the books and playing cards and cum towels, sweat towels, tomato, tomato, you call it how you need it to be for you. But it's all in the collection. Well, this evening, Miss Kay, she'll be on a little bit later in the show. So, you know, it's just you and I. You and I are just going to have conversations tonight. And I'm going to open up with giving you a reading from LSO. Why? Because you're special. But what happened was, in the topic, relationship endurance, a closed mouth is not heard. I'm sorry. I keep forgetting to put my phone on. I keep forgetting to put my phone on silent. Okay. So. Oh, I'm sorry. I just lost my whole train of thought. Okay. The first question was, do you have any or all of LSO books and have you done what's in those books? Well, I can say I have all of my books, as I should. Wait a minute, hold on 1 minute. I can't text I have to respond back. I can't text and talk because I'll end up what I'm saying. I'll end up putting in the text, and that's not the message I'm trying to convey to the person. Well, like I said, I have all of my books, and I actually purchased my books, one from Amazon, one from Barnes & Noble, and also one from Lulu.com. Well, each of them. .com. So in doing that, one, I'm supporting myself. And if you don't support yourself, who do you think will support you? You know how that goes. So you got to spend money to make money. And so I supported myself, and that's what I did. As well as once I received my first batch, I autographed a copy of my book from each of them to myself as soon as the batch came in. So, thank you, listeners. I see y'all on, and I thank y'all for tuning in this evening. And I know these are the same ones that don't like to talk, but if you want to talk, just let me know. Just hit me up and let me know. But I'm going to give y'all a little treat for this evening since no one answered the question in group. One of my favorites is called A Woman's Masturbation. I need to masturbate. I need to myself to ride the wave of my orgasm with thoughts of you sucked in my clit like a succulent bone. Damn, I must shower. I need to get wet at this very moment. As I shower and caress my body with my soapy sponge, the thoughts of the roughness and the smoothness tantalize my nerve pages. My nipples pique interest of the touch. Caressing and holding is mesmerizing me. I'm seducing myself with the sponge going up and down my arms and legs, rubbing my chest and my back. I'm wet, but not sure what it's from. You know, I am in the shower, right? But the water dripping down my legs, or am I coming? Oh! I'm rolling my head and my knees are feeling weak. What just happened? I'm taking a shower, right? I did say I was in the shower. Must have been when I washed my... Ooh, my clit was waiting to be touched. That I massaged and cleaned and rubbed and... that's where it all began. I mean, maybe when I was cleaning my... did I go in too deep? What is happening? Are you really here with me or my thoughts and my wetness and the spasms? I mean, what's going on? Damn, stop, wait. I mean, what the, is going on? Why am I squatting in the tub? My Kegel have me screaming your name, riding the bull. I see you, I feel you, I taste you. But it's all me, myself, and I. Oh, damn triplets. Oh, my gracious. Those triplets be going at it. Time is something new, something different. I hope y'all enjoyed the live poem from LSO. You know, I had to give y'all a little treat, just a little something to bring y'all on. But, of course, you know, I have to do posting as well. This is, you know, a whole bunch of back-end stuff as I do it all. So, give me two shakes, and then we're going to go right on into the next question, which is, I'm sorry. Y'all, me and it's multitasking. Some things I can multitask very well, but I'm doing 25 things behind the scenes. But you know what? It's all good. This is what I do. I got this. The next question is, what's something that you any relationship. Now, you know, it's very interesting because we tend to, and when I say we, I mean male and females, tend to take things for granted. And in taking things for granted, you can leave a lot of things out that should have been addressed. Like, for instance, you know, loyalty is taken for granted in a relationship. Even though most don't discuss it, but sometimes maybe it needs to be discussed so that people will know their place in the relationship or what is expected of them in the relationship. Well, in the group, a gentleman put respect, a young lady put loyalty, and a gentleman put love, communication, loyalty, respect, follow through on responsibilities, and sexual satisfaction for both parties involved. Now, I agree with each and every one of them in reference to that because these are things that's expected to happen in a relationship, but you need to address them so that if sometimes somebody have a little bit of amnesia, yes, I said it the way I wanted it to be said, amnesia, you can say at least you addressed the issue up front. So, LSO, what's something that should be given or understood in a relationship? You know, similar to what all the others said above, loyalty, respect, responsibilities, honesty, love wholeheartedly, patience. These are all things that is understood that should happen, but sometimes it does not happen in the relationship. So again, please address these small issues so that someone can come back and say, oh, well, you never said you wanted loyalty in a relationship. And then you're going to be sitting there like, well, I thought that was assumed that it was supposed to happen because we are in a monogamous relationship. And then that may come up, well, we didn't discuss we was in a monogamous relationship. We discussed we was in a relationship. See, so you see how those play on words and things like that can make a big difference? So no matter how big or small you may think it is, please address these issues with your partner going in directly from the gate so that y'all both have an understanding of what it is that y'all expecting from this relationship. Now, sometimes, like for instance, I was told you shouldn't tell a man up front what it is you want from him because then he's going to be that image that you want. Me speaking into what it is that I want, I'm like, the reason why I say what it is that I want is not for you to emulate someone to be that character for me. I want you to be that character for you, and this is what you're presenting to me from you. But if this is not who you are and not what you want, then there's no need for us to start anything in this moment. Why? Because it's going nowhere. My end result is this right here. And if you're not giving this to me right now, or we're going to work on it together and build to get there, then what are we starting for? I have more years behind me than I possibly do in front of me. So I'm going to enjoy the time that I have here on earth. And if Mr. Right for me, yes, I said perfect, knowing that no one is perfect, but he's perfect enough for me as well as I for him. When he should come along, then this is what it's going to be. This is what I want. This is what I expect. And these are the conversations that we're going to have, such as what's something that should be given or understood in a relationship so that, you know, there's no confusion or anything going on. Because, like they say, a closed mouth don't get fed, but also a closed mouth is not going to get heard either. So you got to open up, communicate, and articulate and make sure what it is you're saying that it's understood, and a way to make sure that it's understood what you said is to follow up with the question, do you understand, and ask for them to explain to you what it is that you said so that everyone is on the same page in the same book. We're both in the library, a relationship menu. Now, I'm thinking that people didn't understand what it was I was asking because, again, yet another question not answered. But for me, I would say a relationship menu for me would be served all day. There you go. Served all day. At first, I was going to write this whole dissertation, so to say, where you know, you have your advertisers, and you have this for your advertisers, this for your entree, this for, excuse me, God bless me, thank you, this for your sides, your desserts, your drinks. Now, whatever it is, it's served all day, so you can get it. You can get your foreplay. You can get your cuddle. You can get your sex, love, screw, fuck. You can get all of that. All of that. And you know what? It's all served all day. Ow. Okay. Next question. What do you hold yourself accountable for from your last breakup? Now, this is kind of difficult for some people because a lot of people do not like to be accountable for things, or better yet, they don't feel that they're wrong. So when a person does not feel that they're wrong, they're not going to hold any form of accountability. Why? Because they feel that they're correct. In the group, we had a gentleman say, no emotional intelligence, selfish due to trauma, generally wasn't ready. Interesting. Emotional intelligence. Wow. Now, selfish due to trauma. Now, is it really that person's fault because they suffered the trauma, or when do the victim become victorious, can live, and not still live in that traumatic era or that traumatic time in their life? Now, I can't tell you, nobody else can tell you when it's time for you to come out of the rut that you're in because of the trauma that you experienced. But what I can suggest is that there is light at the end of the tunnel. And hell, forget the light at the end of the tunnel. Light a match while you're in the tunnel and create your own light. Or smile. Let that be your light. Or open your eyes wide or change your attitude. Let that be your light. As many times as things has been traumatic, don't know how to deal, and you don't know how to move forward, think about all the good times and think about ways of how you can make that change and move forward. And in doing that, that will help you to overcome whatever that traumatic issue is. We also had a gentleman put, had to conform myself to a version of me that I didn't recognize. Wow. Now, when you're holding yourself accountable and you look from the outside in, it's a whole lot that you're going to see that you didn't see when you was actually in the relationship. But once it's over and now you start putting it all in perspective, is a whole lot that shows up. And you're like, damn, long. For this, and this is what I got? Yeah, and you know, but the key thing is, what was the lesson you're supposed to learn? And then not only what was the lesson, did you actually learn it so you don't have to repeat it again? A young lady put, turning a blind eye to reality. See, just speaking. You're absolutely correct. That blind eye can actually end up hurting you in the long run, especially since the eyes are the window to the soul. So if the blind eye is in that soul, in that reality, then what are you actually seeing? Another young lady put, putting up with this shit show. Girl, don't trust and believe. You are not the only one, and you won't be the last one. But I'm glad you were able to come through, get it moving, do what you need to do. Another young lady put, wanting more for my partner than he wanted for himself turns me into a nag. Because of the lack of communication, I was talking at him instead of to him. I bottled my feelings too often to avoid arguments. looking back, there were definitely things I could have done differently, but the worst one was I stayed as long as I did. You know, sometimes I get caught up in that as well, saying that I did something longer for what I should have done it for. But when you was in it, you did not see it. But if you learned the lesson from it in that longevity of whatever it was you were doing, then you know going forward, you have clarity on what it is that you want, what it is you will accept, what it is you will not accept. So don't look at it as something bad. That may have just been the best thing for you to give you that clarity that you needed, because you might not have gotten it any other way. A gentleman put, I didn't see the red flags, or maybe just overlooked them. Again, when you're inside looking out, you don't see everything that others see on the outside looking in. So it's a great possibility that you probably overlooked them, because trust me, red flags are bright. They wave. They in your face. And it's up to you to recognize it. And majority of the time, we all tend to ignore it. Why? Because we always give in the benefit of the doubt, or thinking someone is going to change, or I can change them, or, oh, this is only one time. They won't do it again. They're getting better. They're working on all these wah, 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 all these things we as people make up for the other person's behavior, instead of them taking accountability for what it is that they're doing. And when we see the red flags, we acknowledge it and, you know, make it right for us. Another young lady, she put, I was the red flag. That's interesting. You know, and now here it is, someone taking accountability for their actions or for whatever it was that they were in and or doing. Another young lady put, saying yes in the first place. Well, at the time when you said yes, it was the rightful thing for you. Yes was the right thing for you to do at that time in that moment. But now looking back, you may have something different. A gentleman put, not being where I needed to be financially made me hold on to a relationship that should have never existed. Dependent on the two income lifestyle when I could have had my own money, but sacrificed my lifestyle for love. I was in the music industry, but my wife didn't like the groupies, thinking I would eventually cheat on her. So I gave up the music industry for her. That was the world's biggest mistake. I was always miserable and unhappy because I was working a regular job instead of following my dreams. I hated everything about that, and it had the domino effect because I was always upset about giving up my dreams for her. Ladies and gentlemen, be mindful of one, giving up totally on your dreams, and or two, postponing your dreams. Remember, you have a life to live individually as well as a life to live together. And when you don't get the opportunity to live your individual life, that can cause resentment in the relationship. And if resentment is there in the relationship, everything thereafter is going to be a downfall, and it's just going to trickle on down to where the relationship is just going to be two people existing, same space, same time, and it's not even worthy to do so. Another gentleman put, always speak on what I see. I'm more aware of signing social contracts through conversations, so when I see a potential bump, I call it out immediately at the risk of being considered less than gentlemanly. Well, you know, there's always a way for you to say something, and how the person is interpreted is truly on them. But if you get clarity of how they interpret it, then there you go. You did what you're supposed to do. Another gentleman put, staying too long. A lot of people have been in that same situation, and it's not just women that stay too long. It's men that stay too long, too. And a young lady put, don't ignore the disrespect mask as an example. Don't allow people to waste your time. You are so correct on that. Time is one of the things that you cannot get back. I can't get back yesterday. I can't get back when I first started up this show. I can't get none of that back. I can only move forward. And in moving forward, I can correct what happened previously, but I can't get any of that back. And don't allow, and she's most definitely correct, do not allow people to waste your time. And the same way you don't get your time back, you don't get words back that you speak. So be mindful of the things that you say, because once it comes out your mouth, you cannot retract those words at all. So please be mindful. So, of course, you know, we have to play some music. Sorry, and I'm going to drink some water, too, while we at it. But I'm going to leave y'all with this question to think about. What does equality, quote unquote, equality in a relationship mean to you? So that's something to think about. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
From the East Coast down into the West Coast, up in the North, boogie down in the South,
worldwide.
If you ain't saying nothing with your actions, don't front and keep the name Deja Vu out your mouth. Shut your mouth. You see, we've been here, done that, small talk, never that. We focus on that number one spot. Despite the ups and downs, we coming for that crown and blowing up the R&B charts.
Somewhere. Somebody's talking,
or hot lead is all over the place.
About what they think they know.
What she needs to do is take care of her 12 kids.
They like to see people like their words. They knock them down when it seems they're low.
What? How you gonna win?
I bet they're wondering what the people say.
Nobody listened to the first one.
They think they sit up high above everyone else, and they try to make sure no one else will show you love. Oh,
what? Who? When?
I bet they're wondering what the people say.
Baby, won't you bend
calling me tomorrow if I don't pick up my phone. Don't be giving mad, leave a message at the tone, and I'ma hit you right back. I'ma put it in your life, got you asking, can your wife that? Calling me like, where you at? Baby, make the thing move, can you make that ass clap? Stop playing, stop playing. I hear what you're saying. I'ma work that, I'ma work that, I'ma work that. Cause you want that. Casa de la cookie. Boy, stop playing, I know you want my goodies. I see you looking, that's what you're waiting for. Come and get this, I'll leave you one more. Knick-knack, paddywhack, give a dog a bone. How many drinks will it take to be alone? Grey Goose, Hennessy, Ciroc, or Patron. I ain't coming home. Wait, this my song. Gon' turn it up, we gon' do it to the moon. You taste the salsa and you say the salsa tasted good. You're lost in translation like I knew you would. Stop playing, stop playing. I hear what you're saying. I'ma work that, I'ma work that, I'ma work that. Cause you want that. Casa de la cookie. Boy, stop playing, I know you want my.
I can't even lie, girl, you know I want that goodie. Every time I see you walk by, get a woody. You know I'm good for it, baby girl, I'm a rider. You say that you can work it, baby, I'm your supervisor. Tryna put my plays in, baby, stop playing. Come home with me, I can get that body caved in. Clock some legs back, make you bust, baby, spray in. Put my face in, make her sleep a couple days in. Woo! I want that body underneath me, I can go deep, deep. Stand up in it knee deep. You be calling in next week, tryna reach me. Make sure this to keep it clean for me, I'm a knee free. Don't make me wonder, girl, girl, you got my number. I'm feening for your body, baby, you can see my hunger. And you know I'm a king in this room, it's my jungle. So bring it cooking to me, I'm a monster.
Stop playing, stop playing. I hear what you're saying. I'ma work that, I'ma work that, I'ma work that. Cause you want that. Casa de la cookie. Boy, stop playing, I know you want my goodies. I see you looking, that's what you're waiting for. Come and come and get this, I'll leave you one more. I'ma work that, I'ma work that, I'ma work that, I'ma work that, I'ma work that.
Welcome back, everybody. Wow. Y'all was, you know, while the music was going on, guess who popped in to show us some love? We got D. Smith in the mofo building. D. Smith, wagwan, baby.
What's good? How you doing there, darling?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. I'm alive and kicking. I'm alive and kicking and happy to be back home. What are we talking about tonight?
Are we talking stuff tonight? We talking stuff. The topic is relationship endurance. A closed mouth is not hurt. But since you came on late, we're going to have to, before we go into the next question, we're going to rewind because we need you to answer these questions too. Message came in. Hey, boo. And it said, get this DL.
Hey, come get it.
Yeah, they be loving you. Y'all better get up off of my thingy here, all these people here. They be loving
I let them back all the way from Chicago.
Oh, that is so nice. The shy just be spreading, sprinkling the shy. That's so, you just sprinkling the shy. Okay, well, we're going to come back to the question that I left them off with, but we want you to answer these questions as well. Do you have any or all of LSO books? And if so, have you done what's in them?
I've definitely done some things in them. I've definitely done that. But I think I got all three of those books, right? You got three or do you have more than three?
I have three. If you have three,
okay.
Then bam, you have them.
I got Taste of Treats. I got Erotic Playground, and I got Sin.
Yes, you have them all.
Oh.
Well, we can work at creating the next one.
Oh, okay. Hey, field research?
Yeah, you know, research. You know, that's how we start off. It's research.
Of course.
It's research. Okay, message came in and says, I have all the books, but Sultry is my favorite, the whole book. Must be nice. You know what? Sultry, I'm claiming this because two stories in, I'm going to turn into short films.
Yeah, I like Sultry.
Excellent day. Yes, that's what you have to do. I want to role play Sultry too. I have not done that. So I need to find
really
a really
fun
participant.
Yeah, that would be
what
really dope. Role playing would be really fun. That would be a great idea to, you know, get a partner. Y'all pick a segment out of the book, read it, learn your parts, and then go ahead and role play. I think that'd be really dope.
Yes.
That's a great fucking idea. Yes. I think I'm going to like that. Put it on my list.
You are using, you going to come back and give us your research?
I will.
Okay. Okay,
right.
I'm going to hold you right now.
I'll come give you guys, you know, what I can give you. I give you enough.
Okay. Well, listen, I have two ears and I'll be listening intently. A message came in and says, you should do a LSO cited nights using coded LSO coded nights using Sultry. Well, I'm working on it because I thought about it. This is something that I've been wanting to do for a long time. And it's similar to the role play where everyone, men and women, have to come dressed. LSO coded night, sorry, dressed. Okay, understood. Where everyone has to come dressed in lingerie or sleepwear or loungewear. I prefer the men to have on like an ascot and their little short thing and their little lounge pants and slippers. I think that's such a sexy look on a man. And a woman can wear a piece of lingerie with her little shoes or whatever. Or if you feel comfortable in cotton pajamas, feel free. You can do that too. But the experience that you're going to get while you're there is going to be phenomenal. We're going to have food involved. We're going to have desserts involved. We're going to have reading involved. We're going to show you the posture of your body, how to crawl, how to walk, things that you can do to seduce your mate for men and for women. So I have this whole idea planned in my head. It's just the when to do it and also where. Well, it's not the where. I kind of have a where, but it's just the when to do it. And how many people are really going to participate in it and allow yourself to be free. Now, while you're there, there will be no phones, so everyone can be completely comfortable. No one is allowed to have their phone out.
I might be flying for that one.
Yeah. So I don't know if I'm going to have the phones like in a lockbox, and if everyone feels that, you know, they can't have their phone in a locked box because they have kids, they have this, that, and the third. I understand about urgencies and things being important, but I also want everyone to experience just adult freedom for a couple of hours, no responsibilities, and just enjoy living in the atmosphere of something that brings you pleasure. And it's going to be a learning experience, too. So, yeah, you may have to fly in for that one, Sean, because it's going to be worthy of it.
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
And I'll give you enough advance notice where you can, you know, get it all together because I'm going to have Virtuous Eatery. I know they're probably on listening now. Virtuous Eatery is going to be doing the food.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
Shout out to V.
Yes, VE. And then, you know, what I try to do is incorporate other entrepreneurs so that everyone gets the limelight of everything. Because there's so many people in my circle that does things that we all need to benefit. And we all need our name out there and expand it. I'm going to have Satiously Kitchen in there. I'm going to have the supplier in there. I'm just going to have people in there doing their thing, living in their passion, showing you how to use their passion in erotica, in sensuality, in being seductive, or in just cuddling and chilling. Because everything does not have to involve actual sex. It can just be the whole idea of just enjoying your mate. So,
yeah. And sex is more mental anyway, so.
Yes. And I can mentally fuck the shit out of you. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I curse? I'm not trying to curse, but I can most definitely do that.
Yeah. Mind fuck me. There we go.
Messages came in, says, please do. Love to meet you in person, D. Smith. I'm here, boo. You got your, hey, D. Hey, boo, I'm here. Hey, boo, a mental fuck, it should be a date night for couples. Well, you know, I don't want to limit it to just couples because I'm single, so who's going to be my couple? So
right.
I don't want people to feel left out because they may be single as well. But couples free, because the couples, I have things for you to do, you know, because y'all can express yourself. Something similar to when I had a karaoke at my house and it was a couple, certain things that they didn't do or never done. And it was something as simple as feed them strawberries or whatever. So we fed them strawberries, show them how to do it or whatever. And they both was very happy that I did that. So, but back to the show. Z Smith, what's something that should be a given or understood in a relationship?
Something that should be a given or understood in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
That person had a life before you. And whoever they were before you, probably meeting you is not going to stop them from being that. You know, I know mm-hmm. that's a given, but I think people, at least it sounds like, you know, some of the conversations that I hear, some people feel like, you know, they should just meet somebody and that person should just, you know, become what it is that they want. And you kind of ignore the fact that this person is coming from a different place, just like you're coming from a different place. So you have to kind of figure out a way to make it work as opposed to just showing up with a list of demands and waiting on somebody to fulfill your order.
Ah, nice input. But, you know, it's interesting because it's sad that it should be said, but in saying it, it gives you the go-to, so to say, that you put it in the atmosphere and or you told the person these are things that you are expected. For instance, loyalty. We all take it for granted that loyalty is a given in a relationship, whereas in some relationships it's not. Where communication, those are things we take for granted that it should be given in a relationship, but in actuality, it's not. It's a hit or miss in a lot of different relationships. So these are conversations that need to be had in the courting or the dating aspect of it so mm-hmm. that by the time you get to the relationship part, you're fully aware of some things that your mate is expecting from you and so that you can fulfill your obligation in the relationship as well as you want them to fulfill their obligation to you in the relationship as well. So don't take it for granted that you're in a relationship, the person is going to be loyal because it's expected. Nah, you may need to talk about that.
Talk about everything. I mean, if that's the case, because, you know, not everything that should be a given obviously isn't, you know, like loyalty or, you know, respect or, you know, that kind of, or communication. You know, you would think, you know, yeah, you know we got to communicate. But like I was saying earlier, that person comes from someplace else. You come from someplace else, so it's gonna take some work. It's gonna take some time sometimes. Right. Everybody's not a great communicator. Some people aren't good with expressing how they feel. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Some people aren't good with it. Some people, that's a vulnerable space for them, so they don't necessarily do it often. And some people, when they start telling how they feel, do too much. You know what I'm saying? So it takes some learning. You know, it takes a person willing to learn you. And you got to be willing to learn them too, you know.
Right.
They may not be the best, you know, but work with them if it's worth working with them.
I was just going to say, if it's worth it, because there's no need for you to your time, and only you can dictate when enough is enough for you. Because you may see potential, or you may see something other than, because sometimes in the atmosphere around people respond differently. And in close proximities, and it's just you and your mate, the totally different atmosphere. And it could be because they had to defend themselves all the time. So in the street, they have to put on this air.
Mm-hmm.
But then they can be totally opposite when it's behind closed doors and it's just both of you. But the people don't see that. So, you know, you also got to be mindful of the people in your ear talking into your relationship. Relationship is usually between two people. So be mindful where you take information from and who you take information from. Because everyone who's giving you information may not be, you know, for you. So just be mindful.
Can I piggyback off that real quick? Things that, you know, should be a given. Everybody don't need to know about your damn relationship.
Exactly.
You know, everybody don't need to know what's going on in your relationship. Everybody don't need to know every problem y'all have, every argument, every spat. People don't need to know that. People don't even need to know when y'all are happy. You know, y'all don't even have to be into it. People don't have to know anything about your relationship. This is how people open up the door, you know, for, you know, family members and close friends to give their 2 cents, and then that 2 cents becomes cancerous.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So you have to be very, very careful about opening your relationship up to the world, to certain people, because the world's an unhappy place. You know, and people are looking to fuck up shit if they see it, and if they see an opening for it.
Exactly. Say, you know? For instance, you and I in a relationship, and we get into an argument, and I go run and tell my best friend, let's just say. And so now, my best friend is still going to be mad at you because of something. And this is just hypothetically speaking. And me and you are back together. We just as happy as we want to be. Nothing happened. My best friend is still mad at you and going to be side-eyeing you and screw-facing you. And this is how when you bring people into your relationships, that's, again, you got to be very careful who you share your information with and what information you actually share. Everyone needs that go-to person where they can go to and just pour out and no holes barred, and it will never be spoken about again. Everyone needs that person. So you need to know who your rider is. And I'm not going to say ride or die because no one wants to die. Well, you just need to know who your rider is and who your heavy hitter is. And that's where you go where you can share those moments like that. And it will be no judgment in the end. My thing is, if you good, I'm good. If you bad, I'm bad. What are we doing? We going to be on the same page in your relationship. I said, but I will call you out on BS if you're wrong. Because, you know, women, we tend to be doing things and we want our rider to ride with us. Now, I'm going to ride with you in a moment, but I'm going to pull you to the side and be like, you know you did wrong, right? So you need to fix that. Because
I'm different.
But in a moment, I'm going to ride with you.
If I can stop you, I'm going to stop you. If you're on some bullshit, I'm going to stop you from getting on that bullshit. If I can stop you, I'm going to stop you. If you come to me before you do it, I'm going to try to stop you from doing the bullshit because I don't want to have to have a conversation afterwards. You know?
Exactly. Someone said, don't tell people about your spouse, period. Then they put facts. Oh, and then someone else said, so much fun. I should bring that back for karaoke. It was fun. I know. I used to do it. That was the closure of my birthday. Every year, I would have karaoke in my house. And people don't leave till like 5, 6 o'clock in the morning to come in the house. Every time you come in the house, you have to take a shot, a Jello shot or a shot of something. So if you want to go out and smoke and then come back in, every time you come in, shot. But it's so much fun.
Yeah, that's my kind of party.
That's your kind of party? Oh, I've had some parties. I have had some parties. Okay. D-Smith, create a relationship menu. I said served all day. That sums it up for me. Whatever you want, breakfast, lunch, dinner, brunch, snack, whatever, served all day. So what would be your relationship menu?
Accountability will be on that menu.
Mm.
Self-awareness will be on that menu.
Oof.
Foresight will be on that menu.
You just digging.
Let's see. An open mind will be on that menu. I would say loyalty, but that's kind of cliche.
Nowadays it may not be cliche because not everybody is doing it.
That's true, but I mean, who don't want loyalty? But to me, loyalty can be bought, so I don't really like to talk about loyalty too much. But honesty, now honesty, I'll take honesty over loyalty any day.
Okay.
So that's on that menu as well. I even got to the bottom part, but yeah, it'll be a pretty long ass menu.
But again, mine is served all day. So all of that you just put on there is served all day. So if you're getting that all day, there should be no room for anything else to come in between and cause any form of disruption.
If you're doing all that, y'all should have a awesome fucking everything in a relationship. If y'all got all that,
right.
Just those two things.
Right.
Y'all off to the races.
The man who will come into my life and to be my forever after, when I tell you what he's going to get, is going to be mind-blowing for him. Because it, one, from the cloth that I was cut from, that's number one. And number two, I know what I bring to the table. Hell, I can bring the whole table, the curtains, the house, whatever it is you want. I can bring that all, and I'm not afraid to be in it by myself as well as be in it with someone as well. And I'm willing to just because, and I can be walking down the street with you, and I'm like, yo, babes, look, that girl got a big butt. Oh, my gosh, it's huge. And I used to do that. And he would say, oh, I already saw it. I saw it a long time ago. And I'm like, really, that's what you're doing? But it was all in jokes. And in stuff like that, it frees both of us up because a man is going to look at another attractive woman in the same way a woman may look at another an attractive man. And it's not that she wants to do anything or he wants to do anything with them. Beauty, when you see beauty, you can address it. But it is a difference where women can see and just keep on looking forward. Men want to look, want to about face, break their neck, turn around, make comments on. Listen, we don't need to do all of that. Just look, see it, and keep on going. That's the respectful thing to do. But when you start gawking, that's when it becomes a problem. But that's just me. Other people need to see it that way. A message came in and says, you'll take honesty, but can you deal with the honesty? And then it says, a lot of men say that, but they can't deal. So that was for you, D. Smith. You had mentioned honesty.
Yeah, that's exactly why I said it. Yeah, absolutely. If you notice, I mentioned a few other things prior to honesty. So I think I mentioned accountability. I think I mentioned self-awareness. I think I mentioned open mind.
Now, can you deal with all of these things when it comes your way?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think the world is full of life in different threads, multiple threads. So when we talk about honesty, I realize that a lot of people like to ask and say and throw it around like it's real cool to say, or it makes the, it validates them and gives them some type of, you know, extra points or some shit, when they really can't deal with honesty. You hear a lot of people say that. And when I say honesty, I mean honesty. That's exactly what I mean. Like, I don't want to have to lie to you about nothing, and I don't want you to feel like you have to lie to me about anything. So when I say honesty, I'm talking bare bones. I'm talking like, yeah, I know you see old dude over there, 6'3", 2, whatever, football bill. I see the digger. I see him, and you see him too. So don't sit there and act crazy like you don't know you want to fuck this nigga, even if the thought crossed your head and it's something you ain't never going to do. Just like when you saw that big ass booty walking by, you know damn well, I thought, oh, that'd be nice to hit. I may not go for it. I may not think anything past it, but the thought popped up and it popped out. You know what I'm saying?
Listen,
so if we're going to be honest about it, let's be honest about that shit. That's the kind of honesty I'm talking about.
If he have on gray sweatpants, I'm looking. I mean, I'm respectful. Like, you know, I don't look at family and stuff like that. But a dude on the street, he better not walk past me swinging. You're damn real, I'm looking. And if I make eye contact with you, I'm going to have a whole eye contact conversation, then I'll keep it pushing.
Well, again, if we're talking about being honest, and I'm not saying that that's something that we're going to have to talk about all goddamn time.
No,
then it would be. It might be.
I'm not gonna gawk over it.
But
is this
what I mean
be,
is,
look, just move on.
What I mean is, if I know you, because me and you have had me, you have a level of honesty where I know that's your creep level. Like, here's what I'm saying. Everybody wants to act as if they're not human beings. You know, they never made a mistake, or they don't make that mistake no more. Or they whatever. That mistake, or they wouldn't do this or think that way or say this or go here or be that. You know what I'm saying? Like, stop it. Stop it. You are a human being. If you see something that's attractive, you're going to look. And if me and you are having an honest relationship, that's something we've already talked about. I already know the type of person you're probably attracted to. I know what will catch your eye. You know what I'm saying? I know what holds your attention because we've had conversations about these things. So it's not something that surprises me that when a good-looking guy shows up in the scene, I got to feel a certain way because you're going to look at him, and I know you're going to look at him. So I'm sitting here looking at you, waiting on you to look at him so I can meme of you and be mad at you the rest of the night. Like, that shit is – that's for the birds.
That's tedious, and that's too much.
We try to be happy. Let's be happy. You be who you are,
exactly.
I'm going to be who I am, and we're going to work together on it. That's what it is.
Exactly. And before we go into music break, I know y'all don't want it, but I have to. D. Smith and I, we had a conversation maybe about a week ago or a week and a half ago or whatever, and the conversation was so intense. And we were just, I don't know. And because, matter of fact, it was on a Tuesday, because I had to tutor. And the only reason we got off the phone, because we probably still would have been on the phone now, just having the same conversation. And when I tell you the information that was exchanged between both of us, and sometimes you don't even know that, or you never even dove deep enough to realize that, oh, it's a possibility of X, Y, and Z, or ABC, or whatever the case may be. And it was just...
Yep.
Enjoyable to be able to have a conversation with someone, no holds barred, no judgment. You're hearing different perspectives, like he heard the perspectives of a woman, I heard the perspectives of a man, and it was just like, wow. And you know, the conversation was left more of a learning experience.
Yep. And that's the kind of honesty I'm talking about.
Yeah, and it was nothing short of, but bam, 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 bam. And I'm like, no, but you was like, no, bam, bam, bam. And then when it was reversed, and I'm like, you know, X, Y, and Z. But it's good to hear the opposite opinion in reference to a conversation of Yeah. And, you know, women
we
can,
should probably bring that conversation to the group.
What?
We should bring that conversation to the group and see what the responses are. We should go over it on your show. Try that out. Let's see if people come up with
that, so we can do it.
Huh?
And we'll do it for tomorrow and see what people will say.
Okay. Let's do it.
Okay, we'll do it for tomorrow. Because it's interesting when can people really take the feedback that they get from someone? Can you really accept from it? Now, because not everything you said to me was like you were on my side or you was riding with me. You was like, no, the reality is this, that, and the third. And I'm like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I try I didn't try to avoid the question. I didn't know how to answer the question.
So you tried
and you
to
made
avoid.
Me piss by me. Oh, damn. I don't want to talk to you no more, but keep on talking.
Yeah, see?
But,
see? Like you said, you learned something, and we learned something. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's the type of question when we talk about honesty, whoever posed that question. That's what we were actually talking about. We were actually talking about honesty during that conversation. And the conversation went on for like 2 hours. We was on the phone just going at it. And, that was an example. And I think it would be a real good exercise to kind of bring to the group and see how other people would deal with it and see what would be missed.
Or maybe
what would be picked up
in the group.
Oh,
maybe
yeah,
we can do a lot because you can do that. Because this is one of the things that needs to be discussed. Live, so you can see people and hear people, because sometimes type things wrong or whatever. So, but ladies and gentlemen, we got to play some music. We're going to leave y'all with this question, something to think about, and a relationship mean to you. So don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
I'm in a drop top, suckers put something like a bumblebee. All black rim, shepherd sign in front of me. I check the sea, cause these girls be on that Huckabee. Whippin' really hugging me, this girl really in love with me. Now they got the job, but shawty don't trip. I'm the same, maybe young, with a brand new whip. Cutting is a habit, put it in the air. Hey, I got another place, I'ma put it in your face, huh? You can't believe it, damn right, I'm so conceited. Cause before I had a CD, can't you see in my city? Now your jaw dropped, cause I'm dropped in the drop. Hey, tell me why the business on the block when you got bread. Come to see your face, boo, I ain't gotta chase you. Put me in the Honda, to the Hummers in the H2. See the birth with a dime ride shotgun. Get it off your chest like you mad, cause you're not one. Girl, they was testing me by, but I didn't cry. The nails in the sky started making it rain. Not a bird looking lovely. The drop top and night, now they wanna rub me. Now your boy on Beach Street, sippin' on a CC, fillin' up a QT, fueling up my GT. Catch me at the red light, pimp, it ain't no thing. Got four horses in the Bronco Coast gang. I don't need a ring, I'm the champ of the conference. Man, I ain't lost since I've been lawless. $1,000 tires, smoking out of Lost Austin's. Drop top jack in the street, leaving paw prints. Looking at Steve, picking cars out of pink. Cop one, drop one, ration for your pink. Laughing at the girls that used to give me stink. Like I had the pink, now they send me wink. When the doors go up, the top goes down. I cannot put this, it goes down. Like a test drive, they drive you, man. I'm riding drop top, you can call me Spider-Man. Girls, they was testing me by, but I didn't cry. The males in the sky started making it rain. Not a rest, looking lovely. But the drop top and I, now they wanna rub me. With a lyrical pinnacle whipping, centers and cylinders in it to win it. I'm revving my stars in the finish line. I vanquish mine, like my name was Anthony Martin. Don't get me started, because I'm in a faster car, bruh. My way is leaving victims on the highway. Stunting in a black bird more than ever on Friday, but any day. I'm bound to dip on players anyway. I dodge trucks over like them, what a hindu day. Got a loud pipe, you buy the kid tight. If you quick to pass a sucker with your ice down a light. If you got a road kid, an inch rubber still sitting. If your paint job wicked and you got a 100 tickets, then again, my bird dog homies get it in. The Lex Coupe, the Beamers, and the Benz, to all of my homies and my friends, keep your top down. Girls, they was passing me by.
Yeah. ladies, we would like to escort you this evening onto an adventurous excursion of pleasing. And oh baby, don't let your past men define you, cause we are not scared to wine and dine you. And oh no, we don't kiss and tell, but we see that you see that we will do it well. So hop on board of this floating extreme, and baby, I can guarantee you that life will never be the same.
Mr. Sexy, just wondering if you gon' let me get your 411, or maybe you just wanna text me. We can take it slow, Mr. South St. Pauli, in the ass like that can make Chris Reeves stand tall again. I hear all these goons with they hootin' and they hollering, but I can light your neck, ears, wrist, and Neapolitan, cause you is my baby, and them other boys know what's up. And girl, I feel I'm the right worm for that apple butt, but enough's enough of this argument. My veterinarian, yeah, you rep me like a book, so I call you my librarian. And for this bad boy, you gon' have to be my disciplinarian. And you are my phoenix, which makes me a barbarian. I get you out the hood, so call me your humanitarian. With me, it's all carriage to my little vegetarian. Until the day they bury him, them bedroom eyes got me on shook, and my soldier on surprise, because them bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Because the bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Because the bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Because the bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you.
I know she want me, her eyes stalk me. They all over me, and now they talking, saying I'm dirty, so please come wash me. She yelling at her clothes now like, get the hell off of me. I'm looking back now, my eyes won't back down. I'm so ready, my little man won't go back down. And she knows it, she feels it in her senses. I wanna be her prisoner and serve a life sentence. Her bedroom be in the background, the way she's staring at me, I don't know how I should act now. Her eyes looking sexy, her eyes look directly at me. Damn, I think her eyes just text me. I see that she sees that, I see the passion. We looking at each other, her eyes slow dancing. She in control now, I just wanna ride. Damn, shorty just hit me with some bedroom eyes.
Because some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you.
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, we was having such a good conversation behind the scenes. Sorry y'all wasn't privy to that. I know, but we're back. When we left off, we left you off with the question, what does equality in a relationship mean to you? Well, in the group, we had a gentleman put, sometimes we make these answers to this type of question harder than it is. Basically, it's helping each other out. You got me, she got me, we communicate. If one doesn't have it, then the other chips in and vice versa. Or, of course, there are certain roles that one might be, used to, but there will always be an understanding that the roles can be reversed and sometimes interchangeably. And I so agree with that. And another gentleman put, equality means different things in different relationships. No two people are the same. Expectations must be discussed in the beginning. Some men may want a housewife. Others may want a two-income home. Some women may expect a man to help with household chores, and the others won't. To me, it just means no matter the relationship, expectations should be discussed And then as long as both people are happy, then we have equality, meaning equality is both people receiving what they need from the relationship. So, D. Smith, what does equality in a relationship mean to you?
Equality in a relationship. I think equality in a relationship for me means that both people have equal space to be who they are without needing to conform. Now, with that being said, every relationship has to go through some changes. You know, we have to adjust to each other. So you are going to have to make some type of change if you're going to be with somebody. That's just what it is. They're going to have to make a change to be with you. That's just what it is. You know, if you go from being single to being in a relationship, you ain't going to be able to go out with your homies as much as you used to. It's just what happens. But you also have to understand that time with the homies is part of what makes him who he is. And time with her sisters or her crew or her family is part of what makes her who she is. So while it's fair to expect some change, you also have to give them that space to be who the hell they are. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And give to change if they need to adjust to be with you. You know what I'm saying? I think that's what's equality to me. Not expecting to come into a relationship, you know, and have this person fit through a certain mold just to make you comfortable. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not what it's about. You know, whoever you're attracted to, you want them to maintain who they are because that's why you were attracted to them in the first place.
Right.
So you have to encourage that, but at the same time, work together to build what you guys are building together. But not to the point where this other person has to conform or change who they are just to make you happy.
Just to fit your narrative.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ms. Case said she was doing something that took longer than expected. She won't be able to come on, but tell everyone she's sorry. So she's sending out her sorries to the listeners. Okay,
hey,
LSO. I know, right? What does equality in a relationship mean to you? Equality, for me, it's truly we, us, our, and it's no longer me, mine, and I. And if one can't, the other will do for the both of us. For instance, it's not my responsibility to cook and wash the dishes, and it's not his responsibility to wash the car, keep gas in the car. We each can do whatever calls for to be done in the time that it needs to be done. Whereas with the dishes and the cooking and the dishes, the equality in that is if I cook, he do the dishes, or if he cook, I do the dishes, or the equality in with the gas, the washing, and cleaning. If I had the car all week and he has not driven the car, I should not be giving him the car back with an empty tank of gas. Just give him enough to get him to the gas station and fill it up. Seriously, I should be able to go to the gas pump and, you know, pump the gas and give him a car, a clean car with gas, for him to go and do whatever it is he needs to do. So it's not so much of if I do this, you got to do that. It's sharing the responsibilities of what needs to be done and get it done, however that may be. And the equality in it may be he may be doing 70% and you may be doing 30%, but it's still equal. Why? Because all the responsibilities are cared for. And both of you are happy. So people, stop putting weight on, if I do this, he should be doing this, he should be doing that. Sometimes, listen, ladies and gentlemen, men get tired the same way we get tired. Men don't have the same way we don't have. Stop putting those pressures on men to have to all the time, where it's like it's hurting them when they can't do it. And it's unfair that those pressures are put on them because they have all the outside worldly pressures. So now he's going to come home and he have these pressures in the house too. And same way if it was reversed, if it was a woman, you know, it's a lot. So ladies and gentlemen, in your relationship, be mindful of who you're in the relationship and be mindful of things that they go on outside the home. So at least when they come home, that can be their sanctuary. Now, I have a caller here. The hand is on. I don't know if they really want to come on, but caller with 6606. You're about to be on. 6606. Hello,
okay,
how are you?
Good. Okay, how
Excuse
are
me?
You? How
I'm
are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for calling in. What's your name and where
okay.
you're calling from?
My name is Joe from Montana.
Montana, well, thank you for calling in. Well, would you like to answer
okay.
this question? We're on, what does equality in a relationship mean to you? Would you like to answer that question?
Yeah, I'd like to answer your particular synopsis of it.
Okay.
The roles that people play in a relationship, especially if you're going to be living together, should be outlined and agreed to by both parties. It shouldn't be assumed that he's going to wash the car and you're going to wash the dishes, or he's going to do the plowing and you're going to do the dishes or cleaning. Agree to it beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
So that both of you know what your particular roles are, what it is that you're accepting, what it is that you don't want to do. Excuse me. This way, you have you know beforehand what's going to happen. Most relationships are based upon quicksand. They're based upon hopes and dreams. She's sexy, he's sexy, he's good in bed, she's good in bed. He smiles at me, she smiles at me, therefore we're a pretty good couple. And we don't get into many arguments. But if you're going to live together, the idiosyncrasies of each other's personalities are going to pop up and you're going to get on each other's nerves. So you also have to put in advance what it is about conflict resolution that you're willing to engage in. If you're the type that likes to storm out of the room and he doesn't like it, and you talk about it, and you both agree that you're not going to storm out of the room during an argument, then keep your ass in the room. If you're going to continue to storm out, then you're reneging on the oral agreement, the contract. And then you can't blame the guy for saying, you know what, I have given my my body, my mind, my intellect, and my personality to the wrong woman. Do it in advance. Take out a piece of paper and write down what it is you like about each other, what you don't like about each other, what the deal breakers are, and set up situations that could test you. So that's my advice to people who you know, who are thinking about relationships. Stop reading romance novels and stop thinking that the world revolves around Disney. It revolves around accepting one another and agreeing to what it is that you want from a relationship. Now, myself, I have boundaries. You cross the boundaries, you'd be surprised at how fast my particular affection for you dies, and you can't come back. Get your bags. Goodbye. Hasta la vista.
Well, I am not mad at you for that, but thank you for calling in and
100.
Continue to listen to the show.
100.
Don't go nowhere. We have more conversation going on. We want you to be a part of it. Talk to you soon. Thank you.
That was a great answer.
Yes.
That was a great. That was 1,000. That was 1,000.
You have to find him. And one of the key things he said, which is to write down what you like about your mate.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be surprised what you like and what you don't like from your mate. You'll see their responses about you Whereas you may have been living, I don't want to say living a lie. You was living in your truth, but not knowing you living in your truth is detrimental to your mate because they don't like it.
Which means you're living a lie because you're probably not being self-aware. You know what I'm saying?
No,
you can't be in a relationship with somebody and not
know.
How can
I don't
you,
think
you can't
a
be in a relationship?
Because you didn't know, because you was being you. You were being true to you, but...
That's the problem. You're not aware of what your partner is going through. So, yeah, to you,
but that's not a lie.
Great.
You just
the sex is great, but you're not even paying attention to what your a significant other is telling you, or even their body language, shit like that. Like, you may not even be noticing that, you know, he comes home and he spends 10 minutes in the car. You think when he come in the house is when you pull it up. Like, no, you ain't even paying attention to certain things. You know what I'm saying? Men not paying attention to their woman's moods and things of that nature. Like, you know she don't like it when you throw your clothes all over the place, even though she don't say nothing about it. But if you pay attention to it, you'll notice it.
Mm-hmm.
So
because
sit down,
I know
what you like about somebody and what you don't like about them. That, I think that's huge. I think that's great advice.
I think that's huge in just a friendship because you'll be surprised what people say about you. And you're like, damn, well, I thought I was doing, and you may have been doing more of a disservice to the friendship, to the relationship, and it could be unbeknownst or either beknownst to you. So, you know what, that's going to be a homework. Lawlessers, I need you to, if you're in a relationship, I need you to do a like and a dislike column and keep it short and simple. We're going to put five things in each column. What you like about your mate, what you dislike about your mate, or even if it's a friendship, what you like about the friendship and what you don't like about the friendship. And you'll be surprised how much you'll learn in just that little five on each side. And it's going to open up a whole new world of a conversation that needs to be had or should be had. It's going to bring out these conversations of these hard conversations that you need to have. Yes,
let me make a suggestion to that. Instead of just five, just write out as much as you can think of that you like about somebody and then write a column for as much as you don't like about them. And because if you're limited to five, you know, that's an even kill. You know what I'm saying? If I can come up with five things I like about you and then come up with five things I don't like about you, they kind of balance out. But if I can list five things that I like about you and 20 things that I don't like about you, that tells me everything I need to know about the relationship.
You see that imbalance. And
yeah, that tells me everything I need to know about the relationship.
That's bringing it to a hard conversation that you need to have.
Yeah.
Or you should
have. Yeah.
And it's going to open up a whole lot of – it's going to open up doors to other questions, and like we had said last week, it's going to continue the why. And I had said, because D. Smith was talking, and every time he said something, I said, why? And every time he said something else, and I said, why? And I kept on saying why. He was like, why do you keep saying why? And I said, because when you keep a why is an open-ended answer until you get to the root of the problem. Once you get to the root of the problem, why will no longer have any form of substance, because the root of the problem is there already, or the foundation of the problem is right there. That's just my logic behind it. But let's go on to another question. Are you fully present in your relationship and during sex? Well, gentlemen put, depends on if it's enjoyable. Another gentleman, I'm all in until the nut. Another gentleman, I'm all in unless I am not enjoying her. Then it's giving my D back. A young lady, I'm very present in a relationship that is non-existent, LOL. And then another young lady, during sex, a whole different story. Not only am I present, but I'm one with him, LOL. So, D. Smith, are you fully present in your relationship? And are you fully present during sex?
Well, I'm not in a relationship right now.
And whenever I do get into a relationship, I would hope that I am all in, because I wouldn't be in a relationship if I wasn't. During sex, I only want to have sex if I can go all in. I like my sex a certain way. I just do. I like to enjoy my sex. I like to be free with my sex. I don't want to have to worry about drama or any of that bullshit, because I want it to be a safe space, and I want it to be a space where I can explore and, you know, be relaxed and enjoy that shit, you know? And right. I want her to enjoy it.
Exactly.
So I guess those are kind of two different questions, you know what I'm saying? But in a relationship, yeah, I definitely would hope that I'm planning to be present. But till then, I'm free as a bird.
Okay. Well, you know, like D. Smith, I'm currently not in a relationship. So in a relationship, I would want to be fully present in the relationship. And if at any time that I'm not, I would hope that it will be brought to my attention. I can say the relationship that I came from, I wasn't fully present in the relationship towards the latter part of the relationship. And the part where I was not fully present in was in the communication part. And had I been present with the communication, I probably still would have been in a relationship, because I was a hoarder of how I felt. And I would just hold it in. And when we actually broke up, things that happened years prior, that if it was addressed then, it wouldn't be a problem. Things that happened years prior came to the surface in the relationship towards the tail end, and when we had the disagreement.
You know,
during sex, yes.
I'm sorry.
Because
you just mentioned a few things that kind of got me thinking.
Mm-hmm.
But go ahead. I'll finish after you finish. I want to finish. I want you to finish up.
Okay. During sex, I am present in this sexual part. Even with disagreements or whatever, I was always fully present in that, because I enjoy forms of sex, form you want to put it in. I enjoy doing different things. I enjoy exploring everything. Sex for me is an art. So you create in it what you want, and be just as free with it as how you want it to be, so that you can enjoy it for you and you can enjoy it for your partner.
I was just going to ask you, did you find it difficult, you know, to, you know, not be present in the relationship a certain ways, but then when it came to sex, be able to be present? And you just explained it. So that makes total sense.
That makes
total sense. I think that's similar to what I said when I said with sex, you know, it's kind of like two different questions, you know. Being in a relationship is a little bit different than being present during sex. During sex, people use it for different reasons and different ways, you know, like you say, it's a form. So for you, it's similar to, you know, painting or, you know, your writing. Some people may see it as exercise, you know what I'm saying? Some people may see it as a way to get close spiritually or, you know, energy-wise with somebody, you know. Some people see it as a release, a stress release, you know. So they can be present during the sex even though they're not present in the relationship or parts of the relationship.
Right. So, and the thing is, I learned that after the fact. And one way that we did communicate was via writing, because we both were writers.
Okay.
And in the midst of cleaning not too long ago, I came across the letter that I had written to him and his response letter back to me. And on the second page, the first sentence, it had said, "I did the things that I did because you allowed it." And when I say that statement stung because it's not that I allowed it, or maybe I did allow it because I was so, I don't want to say so in love, but because I was, I'm going to use the word allow, because I allowed certain things to happen, you continue to do it. So what part of the accountability are you going to take for taking advantage of doing it when you know it was wrong? My thing is, if you knew X, Y, and Z was hurting you and you still continue to do it, who's at fault? Am I the one at fault because I loved you so much or I allowed it unbeknownst or beknownst to me?
Mm-hmm.
But in my eyes, it seemed as if you took that for granted because you could have nipped that in the butt because you knew you were wrong for what you were doing.
You abused a vulnerability.
So,
yeah.
Huh?
You abused a vulnerability. The person abused
right.
a vulnerability. So they see
right.
that this is hurting you, and they don't have the mind to stop hurting you, but instead to keep going. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like abuse.
And just like, I'm like, are you really serious with this? So now, that's why I'm a firm believer on speaking. My communication skills in a relationship now is on point. I have no problem with communicating. The
yes.
problem that I do have is sometimes how I communicate it. Now, there's many ways of saying the same thing, and how you communicate it will probably get you a different response with your gestures, your tone, and everything else that goes into play in when you're delivering what it is that you're saying. Now,
so,
my words sometimes may sting, and then afterwards I'm like, oh, there could have been a better way. I could have, you know, presented that to you. But it came out the way that it needed to come out because I needed to get it off of me. And so you need to understand.
Okay. I get that. That makes a lot of sense. So you
yes.
made you asked the question, am I present in my current relationship? So I'm not in a relationship, but I am talking to a young lady. And
mm-hmm.
I would say that very present in this stage, because it's not really, we're just talking, getting to know each other. But I would say that I'm very, very, very present in this stage to the point where she's called me. I definitely don't speak to her the way other people speak to her or the way she speaks, she expects to be spoken to. And not that I'm harsh or anything like that. It's just that I don't sugarcoat things.
I was just going to say, you don't sugarcoat at all.
No, I don't sugarcoat things. And I used to be blunt when I was younger. Then I got married and I kind of softened up, you know, trying to make things, you know, trying to adapt to being married. But since divorcing, I've recaptured that bluntness. And so I ask questions and I point things out immediately. Like, for example, she went away for like a weekend and then she called me and she said she missed me. And I said, oh, okay. And I left it at that. And she was like, well, you don't miss me? I'm like, well, no, not really. And she's like, dang, you had to say it like that. I'm like, I didn't say it like anything. You asked the question. I was honest with you. No, I don't miss you. And it's not being mean that I don't miss you, but I know if I return the I miss you, I'm signing a social contract. You see what I'm saying? And then that's
mm-hmm.
forcing me to lie because I'm trying to appease you. I don't want you to be upset with me because you told me you missed me. So the gesture, the good gesture would be to tell you I miss you back. No,
right,
that's not. If I don't miss you, I'm not going to tell you I miss you. And if you ask
right.
me why didn't I say I don't miss you, or if I do miss you, I'm going to be honest and tell you, no, I don't. Not being an asshole, I just want to answer your question honestly, because that's what we need, honesty, right? So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I am very present, almost to a fault.
No, see, and I think that that's going to be my problem too, of how present I am. For instance, when we were behind the scene and we were having a conversation, and during the conversation, it's like when I was telling you the issue. Now, I removed myself out the situation and just stating facts. And based on the facts of what happened, there's no way you can possibly conclude that I was wrong. I'm getting better every day or in every situation in pulling out the part that me holding myself accountable for certain things. Now, once I hold myself accountable, I'm expecting you to do the same as well. But if you don't, that's okay, because I don't have to pay for your sins. But my thing is, if I'm showing you the facts, and the fact is 1, 2, 3, 7, 10, 12, don't come at me with, oh, well, I didn't do X, Y, and Z. No, 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 no. The facts, these are facts. I'm not making this up to make me look like the better person in the situation. This is what actually happened. So, again, people be present in your marriages, be present in your relationships, be present in getting to know people, and just be present within yourself. In the morning, when I get up in the morning and I look in the mirror, I talk to myself in the mirror. One, I talk to myself because I like to see my facial expressions to see how it is that I'm expressing myself via my gestures, because my face always give it away. Two, I look to see how I'm articulating certain things. And three, I'm giving myself that oomph in the morning. You know, and if I can't be true to myself, then how can I expect anybody else to be true to me? Or if I can't accept my criticism, how can I accept constructive criticism from for others? But, ladies and gentlemen, we are coming to the close of this show, and I know it's getting good. But don't worry, next week we're going to come back with part two, because we have so many more questions under the topic that we had going on for this evening. So, D. Smith, I want to say thank you for joining in, because, you know, you always bring the D when you come. Ow, he brought the D.
Of course. It's in the name.
Y'all know how we do it. LSO is still celebrating her birthday. Yes, I'm still celebrating. Why? Because Hurricane Ida just disrupted my birthday celebration last year, so I'm still celebrating till I don't feel like celebrating anymore, which I'm not going to not feel like celebrating. So we're also going to say happy birthday to Franz, the owner of the restaurant Rustic Tavern here in Brooklyn. If you haven't been there, you really need to go, and I so appreciate them, because whenever I drop a book, I always go there and have my book signing. Happy birthday to Wayne, Pop, Carmen, Keisha Drakesford, Taylor, and Lindsay. I hope each and every one of you enjoy your birthdays and do everything outside of the box. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and ring the bell to LSOMASK Squiggly D on YouTube. Again, LSO newest items in is the calendar. So what? We're in May. Listen, it's not about the month we're in, it's about what the month says and what the pictures say. So you have artwork throughout for 13 months. So you don't have the calendar. There's still time. I still have a couple of left. Also, the cum towels. You may call them cum towels. You may call them sweat towels, whatever it is. It covers the wet spot. You may want to get yours. Nice and soft, and it works. Don't ask me how. Well, you can't ask me how. People have told me. Ha-ha. Don't forget, mark your calendars. There's a couple of spots left to be a vendor. Listen, don't come at me this time saying, oh, well, I wanted to do it X, Y, and Z. Listen, we present it to you. It's here, June 25th. Virtuous Eatery presents Entrepreneurs Unite Network Pop-Up Shop. It's at the Star Hall again, and it's June 25th. 261 Brooklyn Avenue from 1:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. Again, we want sellout entrepreneurs. Come be a part of it. There's a couple of vendor slots left. You may want to get it in now. Don't forget to tell us when your birthday so you can get an LSO treat shout out on your special day. Or it may not be your birthday. It could be your graduation. All the graduates, I know two who's graduating from Mega Evers, Dawn and Monica. Congratulations. If I forgot anyone, my apologies because you didn't tell me. Congratulations to all the ones who are graduating high school. My nephew slash cousin, cousin slash nephew, he's graduating this year. Yes, I can't. My niece is graduating this year. Yes, come on, y'all. Do it, do it. Bring it on home. Congratulations to each and every one of you. Remember, we will be coming to you each and every Monday night from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So tune into lawlessradio.com or via phone at 646-209. And don't forget to tell a friend and invite them to listen in as well. We have some spectacular shows coming up, so you may want to be a part of it. If you're looking for a platform to promote your brand, call or message LSO at 718-666-1336 to find out how you can be a sponsor of the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show. Lawless Radio started on the premise of TL the Chairman with his vision and his promise to support your local come-up. So if you want your music played on Lawless Radio, go to the website and submit your music. Lawless Radio supports independent and local artists, and tonight you heard from some of the artists. And if you want, go into the group and give your feedback. Some of them do respond back to you. Let's show our support for one another. Order LSO merchandise at LSO Treats. I'm sorry, that's my email. Order LSO merchandise at Treats, the letter N, things, LSO.com. And follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. And now I'm on TikTok. I've only done two things at LSO Treats. If you want an autographed copy of any of my books, you have to come directly to me in order to get them, as well as I'm on Lulu.com, Amazon.com, and Barnes & Noble. You can order Ms. K book at kshep-sff.com. Dee Smith, what would you like to give the listening audience tonight?
Well, once again, thank you for having me on another wonderful convo filled night. Thank you for having me on. Shout out to all the listeners, man. We definitely appreciate you guys. Thank you for those who called in and those who sent messages and texts and answered the questions in the group. Thank you guys so much. And man, be on the lookout for the Get This D.5 live show, which will be on Instagram every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Central Time. Check me out on YouTube, Get This D, and other social media. All right, and once again, thank you, Ms. LSO. Love you, girl. Always love having a conversation with you. Always a treat.
Yeah, but y'all know the Central Time, it's 7 o'clock Central Time, but it's 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So New Yorkers, it's 8 o'clock our time that he's on, and I usually miss it because I'm working, but I'll catch, like, pieces of it. But I'm going to come on there. But I told him I'm coming to the Shy. And I'm coming on his set. I'm just going to walk right in with my bags and everything right on his set and sit down and just going to join in the conversation, like, because that's where I'm supposed to be. I can do that. The same way he can come on LSO Treat Show whenever he wants, because that's the relationship we have. And closure for this evening. Always, it's an amazing Monday evening conversation, enjoying the questions and the answers. As the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show continue to have an amazing Monday night ride, after each and every show, we hope we leave you with hugs and love and abundance. We hope that you continue on this journey with us, and we are enlightening and strengthening you in every conversation in full transparency, bringing you taboo topics, educational information, and getting into each other's business. We hope you enjoyed tonight's show, and we left you with something to think about on the topic, relationship endurance. A closed mouth is not heard. Well, next week we're going to continue with this with part two. So what a show for tonight, that we have to have a part two because we have more questions to get through. Pieces of advice from LSO. Now, this is just my personal advice. You don't have to take it, or you can take it and run with it, or make it what you need it to be for you, or take the portion that you need. You are the author of your book of life. You create what's best for you. Therefore, stop letting people write on your journey, off of your pages, writing on your pages in your book of life. They don't deserve to be there. Now, some people do actually deserve to be there because they make a mark on how you are progressing, how you are growing, how you are moving forward. But those with that negative energy, they have no business writing in your book of life. Be your best version of yourself each and every day. We each have 24 hours of the day, no more, no less. We each have the same 24 hours. Is what you do with it is on you. You can change the narrative of your story at any time on your journey. And the good thing is, you can do it without permission. You can edit, erase, override, leave blank, and more. Why? Because you are the author of your life. You are the author that can make any edit. And you are the creator of your journey. Don't forget, never stop progressing. Because when you become idle, an idle mind leaves room for unproductive happening. So never stay idle. Practice walking in victory. And you know what? Walk like you have it. You may not have it right now, but if you walk in it, you're going to walk right on into it, and you're going to already be ready. Never give up on yourself and strive until you thrive. You owe it to yourself. Navigate through life with the no's and the failures as your blueprint. Those are the things that are laying foundation for you. Don't be discouraged by it, even though I'm one to say, I hate to hear the word no. Tell me, you'll see what you can do. But sometimes I need to hear that no so I can get on my grind and make it right for me. Those are just lessons to prepare you for the greatness, the tutorials, the cliff notes that you may want to call it. We have our right now with the possibility of tomorrow, because tomorrow is not guaranteed. So take the steps in living and live in your passion. Even small steps in the right direction are great accomplishments. Step out of your comfort zone and step into your greatness. Too many of us are staying in our comfort zone and we're not getting where we need to be one time. And watch what you see, what you step into. You got this. It's okay. Speak things into the atmosphere and look to self to manifest for through God's grace and mercy, you can have it all. Begin putting yourself first and pouring into yourself and stop waiting to look to others for others to applaud you or give you the pat on the back. You pat yourself on the back, applaud yourself, be your number one fan. Why? Because you deserve it. Every day is a gift to you, so don't take it for granted. Live happily in each and every moment of your life and live in your peace, P-E-A-C-E, and not A-P-P-I-E-C-E, because you are enough and you are deserving. You are worthy. Elevate yourself. You are great. You are strong. You are needed. You are loved. People have gone throughout this whole day today or last week or last year or even this year, and no one has told them that they love them. Well, you know what? LSO love you, and I'm sure D. Smith, he loves you too. We would like to thank each and every one of you for tuning into the show tonight and hanging out with us, and we invite you to continue on this radio journey and join the ride each and every Monday night. Don't forget to pay it forward. Your candlelight will not dull by lighting someone else's candle from your stem. Remember that. We all can shine brightly and in no competition with each other. If God's will, we'll talk to you next week. Stay prayed up, be careful, and stay safe. My hashtag is my LSO journey. Hashtag love yourself organically. Hashtag I deserve. Hashtag backseat. Hashtag I am. D. Smith, what is your hashtag?
What's my hashtag? Hashtag get this D.
Now, get it, thumbs up, get it, thumbs up, get it. Yours in sweetness, LSO, and D. Smith. Good night, everyone.
Good night.